All right, come on. You got to see mom. I understand that. That's a good rule. So in the adult sermon we're going to have in a few moments, I'm going to be talking about a man named Abram, or sometimes God later changed his name to Abraham. And this is, in Genesis 12, is a Bible passage about the call of Abraham. Now, when I say the word call, what do you guys think of nowadays? We think of our phone, right? We think of our phone. That's a call, right? So if I get a call on this, how do you get to me? You have to know my number, right? If you know my cell phone number, and some people do, you could call it. And if you call my cell phone number, whose cell phone are you going to get? Mine, right? So that's the cell phone. But the other thing we have that's also ours is what? Our name, right? If you notice in the Bible, oftentimes God calls people. He calls them either to faith or he calls them to serve. And very often he calls them by their name. So he will say, for instance, like Samuel, he sometimes, funny enough, says it two times. You do have a brother named Samuel. You're exactly right. I didn't think about that. I just chose that as a name out of the Bible. And God said to him twice, he said, Samuel, Samuel. Why does God call us his name twice? Tough, because that's exactly right. He wants them to pay attention, right? We always don't always listen so well, right? And so it's exactly right. Samuel, Samuel, he's saying, Samuel, listen to this, and I'm going to name you or you or you as a person who belongs to God, right? So this, the reason I'm standing here by the font, this is the baptismal font, and this is a place where God calls us by our name too, isn't it? If we've been to a font, some of you have been baptized here at this font, maybe some at a different font somewhere, but a pastor with water in it said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. But before he said that, what's the other word he said? Your name. Isn't that right? He says your name because God calls us by name. God calls those folks by name, right? He knows our name and he wants to specifically say either Samuel or April, if that's your mom, right? Or Walt, or whoever. Yes, sir? How do I know? Yes? I don't know everybody's name, right? I'm learning, right? Because I'm new. But God knows our name. And I have an excuse me, Grandpa. So, yes? Okay, I don't think so. Somebody's in a funny mood. But anyway, so let's... No, by the way, I baptized my grandson there and my other grandson, and that's when we say specifically name. So God called the people of the Bible by their name, and he called you by his name to say, my daughter, my son, my daughter, etc. So that when we think of this baptism, we can say, I am baptized, I belong to God. Right? Can we remember that? That your name was spoken, and the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, so say to yourself, I'm baptized. I belong to God, right? Okay, thanks for coming up, guys. Blessing.